Hello.
Senator Kaser.
Hello.
The President.
Hello, Mr. President. Yes, I start out today to go to three states where we have Senate candidates and two more tomorrow, including we don't have it in California. I'm just delighted we got one state where, like yours, in Ed Brooke and Massachusetts, where we have no problems.
You know, I hope you're right.
Oh, good God.
I'm superstitious, and it looks terribly good for you and for me.
Yes,
and
you're in. I know. We've whatever the polls mean. You know, we our people. I haven't looked at them much, but I just checked before calling you today. Our polls show you're a landslide. And we're doing well there too. But
the same thing is true of the presidency, and you can put this in the bag and go forward confident of it, I'm sure. And good luck.
You and we hope everything comes out well. And as I said last night, we're confident that we've made the major breakthrough in the negotiations. It would be well for you to cross that line making the pointed statement that I did, that we want it all nailed down so that they won't break up like the bombing hall. We don't want to do it in this election year trick.
No question about that. And it seems to me everything has been handled.
But the breakthrough has occurred because we've agreed on the prisoners, we've agreed on the ceasefire, and we've agreed on the electoral commission. But there are some knotty problems about withdrawal of some forces and all that sort of thing, which will be worked out, in my opinion. But anyway, we want to look forward to working with you again and keep it old spirit. And if you see any crowds today, why, tell them that I just wish I could get to New Jersey, but they'll understand why I have to go to, for example, to Oklahoma, because we're in a very close race there. And we think
I will tell them that, sir.
Will you do that?
Yes, indeed.
Fine. And tell them to get out the vote.
Right on.
Okay, Cliff.
Thank you so much, and good luck.